great weather today.
Just absolutely great. It's good to get out in the heat and work a little bit. Our kids are acclimating to this type of weather, and I think it's good. We've been inside for the last 2 days, so this has been great, finally getting outside and getting used to the weather outside, especially in the stadium. A lot of the rookies, they haven't been in here. They haven't practiced in here, and it was just a good feel to get these young guys situated to this environment.
Did the heat make a difference today? Did you have to call
it? Not at all. No, I think we're always smart in that respect, Ross. Our trainers are on top of it. We hydrate our kids. We break a couple times during the practice to make sure that we're going through hydration measures to assure that we don't have any episodes or issues or incidents, you know. But we're always on the alert, and I don't think you can ever be too cautious when you get into these extremes, especially when you're practicing on a field turf where the heat bounces off and kind of radiates off the press box and such.
Any observations about any individuals so far?
Oh gosh, I couldn't even begin. There's a lot of guys doing well. The main thing is that as a team, we're getting better, and that's what we're looking for, more consistency and our ability to improve from day to day. And I saw a huge leap in our guys as a team, the way they came out, approached practice, the way they worked, finished, and went through the periods. I thought it was an excellent practice in that regard. But the challenge now is to stack practices and see if we can do it again, come back out and physically exert ourselves and go as hard as we possibly can tomorrow as we go into full pads.
Yeah, what are you looking for in full pads? I mean, how much contact do you hope to have tomorrow?
I think we'll gauge that, Ross. I think what we'll do is we may possibly scrimmage at the end. It all depends on, you know, the injury report as we speak to the trainer and as we meet as a staff tonight to determine where we're at. And if we feel like it, we'll scrimmage. If not, we'll wait till Saturday and scrimmage a few plays. But there's no urgency to scrimmage right away. But we'll see how it goes.
What's that injury report look like right now?
I don't even know. I honestly, God, I come out here, I'm so tied up with the practice, and my mind's all on the kids that are out in the field. That, you know, I think it's the same guys that they mentioned yesterday. I don't think there's any difference.
But Bill, what is Tyler Peterson's injury?
He had a slight shoulder sprain. Between he and Jake Wesch in terms of the kickoffs, and of course Alex Hendry with the place kicks. But all three are competing real hard, and Audie is adjusting, you know, to the field goal, the speed of the game in terms of the snap unit from the snapper to the holder, and of course getting the ball off and getting it up on time. And that's important, of course, when you're trying to kick the ball over. Zach Potter and Barry Turner, you know, those are two big, tall guys. And so that's tough to do. It's a great challenge for him. But I see improvement in all those guys day in and day out when we're working on our PAT field goal and also with our kickoffs. They all got deep legs. And, of course, that field's going to be longer. You know, in my estimation, you're talking about an 80-yard sprint that you got to cover. And from where the guys are initially aligned, I should say, until they have to break down and make a play. But, you know, this place in here, Memorial Stadium, is kind of a weird stadium because of the way that the wind swirls. So we found this year with the screen being up down at this end that it blocked the wind coming out of the north, but it swirls down in these end zones a little bit. So it's a little bit different in that regard.
Who's been the most consistent as far as reaching the end zone, or who's been able to reach?
They've done a pretty good job. They've all been pretty consistent, doing a good job.
Is Adi's length what you thought, or what you guys had hoped?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's pleasing when you see something on film, and of course when you evaluate a player when you're on the road recruiting, and he has those things that you were talking about in the evaluation, and it comes to fruition, then you know you're pleased. You're pleased with the evaluation, of course, the recruiting, and of course the talent level. So yeah, all three things we're really happy with.